The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Friends, we're broadcasting live out of sunny Georgia, right across the border from Florida. And Florida was quick.
Yeah.
Friends, if you'd like to check us out, before I give this over to the other guy, just go ahead and check us out online, if you would, please. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you'd like to be our friend, my personal friend, please go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Again, that's Bradley Dean, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. And the reason I'm racing the way that I'm racing right now is there's so much to talk about. Jake's got some stuff he wants to share with you, and then it's my turn. So, you know, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody's house, somebody else's head, and I'm just kind of curious to know why that is, Mr. Other Guy.
Well, that put me in a tricky predicament because it's bad when you're following somebody else over the top of a cliff. Everybody's seen that lemming analogy where the lemmings just start diving off of a cliff and into the open water. I don't know. Let's not be a lemming. Let's be a son or daughter of liberty. And I want to bring you to Facebook right now, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We've just posted a whole bunch of pictures. This weekend, as many of you know, Bradley spoke at the Awakening Conference. As a matter of fact, one of the panels on there, well, I'd say both those panels deserve to be front and center. But the youth got the action. There was one where there was standing room only. The whole classroom area that they gave them for the breakout was completely packed. And people were responding. I posted one of the videos of one of those responses from a mother who actually had a miracle happen in her life after reading about the event at Boca Raton High School when Bradley stood his ground and went out there and presented. She was about to bring her son and enroll him into that public school that day. And then she read in the paper what happened at Boca Raton. She actually drove past Bradley out on the lawn there with the students, as you all remember.
She
the
did.
Events
I didn't
happening.
Know that. Yeah.
Yeah, she saw that happen, and she saw the administration. Now, this is a Christian woman. She loves God, and she just couldn't figure out how she could afford to pay for her son to go to a private school. So in saying that, she was about to enroll him into the very high school that Bradley was speaking at on the very day. When this happened at the school, she said it was like God, and she said this with tears in her eyes to me after the interview. She said it was like God parted the clouds and came down and gave her her answer. She's a doctor. She's a well-to-do lady. But she passed that up now. She gave up that career in order to homeschool her sons. And there's actually pictures of her sons on the Facebook page as well. But this particular woman I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
It's Vicki interesting
Hewitt.
That you don't know who's paying attention.
That's
you
right.
don't know who's watching
right.
when you're serving God.
And
you really don't.
You don't. And so
you could have never made that. You could have never
nope,
planned that
no
or
way.
Orchestrated that nope. in a million years.
That's the miracles. Those are the hidden riches right there. This woman then ends up coming to the Awakening Conference. Now, she had never emailed us, never told us that this had happened. We had no clue. This was back in, what was it, March? We did the assembly in February. It was back in February. And so she comes to the Awakening. She stands up during Q&A. She's one of the many people that actually stood up during Q&A. And she says, are you the gentleman that was at Spanish River High School? And he said, actually, yes, I am that person. She said, I just want to thank you. And again, that is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. She gives her testimony. It's fantastic. A lot of things happened during that event. There's going to be more that have happened there in the past. Yeah, it happened back in February. But also this past weekend is when we were at Liberty Council. Some of you were tuning in on Saturday.
She was about as sincere, by the way, speaking to that woman. Vicki was her name.
Yep.
She about as sincere can be.
Totally. And her boys were awesome.
Oh, they totally were. And the fact of the matter is I think we could have filmed her for 24 hours.
Yes.
And she would have just fed who was ever paying attention to what she had to say.
Yep, most definitely. So use that and share it with your friends. Folks, you never know when you're making a difference. It's taken us over 2 months to even see the fruit of this.
Yep. Let's take this in stride, though, Jay, because what I want to do is I want to go back to Liberty Council. I want to go back to the panels that we were speaking in. And we're panel two right now. Mm-hmm. We did that panel with three others.
Yep.
And in the process of that, one of the first things that was brought up is the fact that there's no fear of God. And I said, that's exactly right. And I'm talking about a filial, not a diabolical fear. And what's interesting about that is what came to my aid was what Charles Spurgeon rightly said when he said, I have not seen nor ear heard the things that God hath prepared for them that hate him.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't used to hearing that.
Enough.
This is the love and the mushy, false version of grace and the gospel, which is really licentiousness. And what was interesting about that whole setting, I can probably say on my one hand, we had a packed room. But out of my on one hand, friends, I can tell you how many people responded by doing, not just hearing. I bet you I could go to these meetings and these conferences week after week across the country, and there'll be the same people going from conference to conference, heaping up what? Teachers to itch their itching ears. They just want to go to a conference.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to be a downer,
folks.
I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just sick and tired of America being motivated by doom and gloom and fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick and tired of it. And when you give that message, doom and gloom and fear, guess what the people respond with? Absolutely nothing. Hopelessness. You know, they want to build a hole in the ground and put a gun down there so they can meet God quicker. Prepare to meet thy God,
right,
the book of Amos, because they do nothing. And then you can take it to the other extreme where you just throw fear and oppression on man, and you can make millions of dollars doing that by selling products too. But the bottom line is when you begin to offer hope, you rise above. For example, again, one of the panels that I was on, they were just doing nothing. I did a panel with two Department of Justice. One was a prosecutor and one was an investigator. And I said, it's interesting to me that that's all we've done is magnify the crime. Why don't we magnify the law against crime to establish righteousness and peace? And with that note, we'll come back right after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Right before the break, and Jake, we can take this in stride,
yep,
line upon line, precept upon precept. But on one of the panels that I just did this weekend in Florida, we're in Georgia right now broadcasting live, too. By the way, for all you Georgians, we're here.
There's peaches here.
Yeah, but let's go back. Yeah, plenty of peaches. Peachy keen, yeah?
Right,
but back in Florida, the first panel I did it with Judith Reisman and Pat Truman. Truman was a prosecutor for the DOJ, Department of Justice, and the lady, Judith Reisman, was a investigator for the Department of Justice under Reagan. And they were literally magnifying the crimes of Kinsey Institute and talking about the sex crimes against children and pornography and the pornography industry and how it was really a thing of nothing in the 80s, in the beginning of the 80s, so on and so forth. And I sat there and I listened to it, and then they brought up the number that 58, in the year 2009, friends, 58,000 kids in America were ripped off, abducted, kidnapped, and sexually violated. Listen to what I just said to you. Where's the state-run media in all of this, friends?
Never heard of it.
I'm not talking about, again, a third-world country. I'm talking about the United States of America. 58,000 kids were abducted, kidnapped, and violated. 200 of them were killed. Friends, how come you didn't hear about it? Why is the state-run media not playing their part? Why are they not doing their part, friends? How come they're not the watchdogs anymore? How come they're actually going along and protecting, just like some organizations within the Fed, protecting the criminals themselves from the people while you're being violated? So to say all that, to say this, or your children are being violated, or they become prey to these criminals, and criminals they are, friends. But I got up there, and the first thing I thought of is, wait a second, why is it that what we're doing here is magnifying the crimes rather than the laws of our republic against the crimes to establish righteousness and peace? Why are we not magnifying the laws to protect and to preserve our republic?
That's what our effort is on.
Well, what brings that about? Well, the Bible says where the fear of the Lord is, it's clean. Where the fear of the Lord is, men depart from evil or wickedness. Why? Because they're afraid to commit the crime.
Yeah.
Well, you have a system today where they no longer enforce God's Ten Commandments, the common law, the republic, in which we are America. Now we have men's 10,000 commandments that work against the people. Friends, we don't need man's 10,000 commandments. We just need to get back to God's 10. And if you really evaluate that and you really take a look at the criminal system or the Justice Department or the such, really what they are, and I say this, and I'm not saying this to be facetious, they are the Department of Injustice because they are no longer enforcing God's laws against crime. Now they're bringing about man's 10,000 while they overlook the crime through policy, which is not law. And that's exactly what we're seeing. But the older generation wants to sit there and they want to magnify the crime rather than the law to bring about the answers that we as a people need. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Cowards didn't establish the republic, and cowards will not preserve this republic. But I am absolutely bewildered. I am blown away that that's all I heard was what was going wrong with our country, rather than having hope in God and responding to His Word and looking back through the Word of God from Genesis all the way to Revelations and saying, Lord, if you'll do it for them, you'll do it for us too. If God did it for 56 signers 237 years ago, won't He do it for us through less than 3% of the population? Friends, less than 3% of the population is being used by God now to judge our country. And here we are. What is it that people, what is it that people want to succumb to? Why is it that you subject yourself to fear? Why is it that you, because when you begin to hear the message of fear and gloom and doom, it just, what does it do? It breeds what? Hopelessness. Complete hopelessness, not faith, reason. And reason is an enemy to faith, friends. I don't understand it. I never will. I'm not made out of that stuff. My foot is up, you know, up upon this mountain of what's going on in our country right now, because I do believe what God said. Call me a fool. I'm a fool for Christ. I'm okay with that. But the bottom line is if I thought the way that men thought, and I went out there and I gave the message that other men and women give, you know what? I'd be ashamed of myself. And I even told one panel, speaking of the panels that we just did in Florida, I even told one panel, I said, and you sit here, it was a packed classroom, friends. I looked at them and I said, and you sit here and you allow this administration to desecrate the memories and the sacrifices of the veterans of the United States that fought, died against this kind of ideology that's being perpetuated out of this administration on a daily basis. Instead of dealing with the criminals, you allow it and you listen to the next teacher that's going to tell you what's going wrong with your country, not empowering you, but stripping you of your power that God created you to be within His power in Jesus Christ. It makes no sense to me.
Because the gospel's alive. You know, one of the people on that panel was Pat Truman that you mentioned. He's got a Dirty Dozen list right now. He's also the morality in media, I believe is what it's called. But the top person on that list is, of course, Eric Holder.
Yep.
Eric Holder is not prosecuting on these, for instance,
sexual crimes, pornography, and
pornography,
the such.
That's right. In the mainstream media or through, like, cable television or online and internet and stuff. They're just not doing it. And then they can correlate and tie the tails and use science to even prove how pornography is bad and pornography leads to things like bestiality and things like little kids.
In New York City, that's exactly what's going on.
Yep.
So we're not just throwing things out there, friends.
We just posted that, actually.
Also keep in mind, through the ICE investigation broken by Brian Bender from the Boston Globe, Eric Holder said that he did not have the manpower to go investigate 5,000 members of the Pentagon that were downloading child pornography. Folks, this is criminal.
It is.
And what is it that you, for the information that you've got and what I just told you, it doesn't take many to prevail.
That's enough.
That's exactly
That's all you
right.
need. You don't need to drill down any deeper, but going back to your...
We're ruled by law, not by the state-run media.
That's right.
We're ruled by
Nor
law,
by
friends, not by a Barack Hussein Obama, the traitor and the treasonous one in the White House right now. We're not ruled by his opinion.
Yep.
And friends, you better get off this executive order thing, which is another, you know, that's a whole other rabbit trail. But the bottom line is, folks, is he does not have the American authority, the Republican authority, or the constitutional authority to execute any of these executive orders in the name and guise of law. Looks like law, has the color of law, but friends, it is not the law.
Article 1 says it plainly, all legislative power is vested in this branch of government. Article 1 deals with Congress. You have no legislative power through an executive order. All this ignorance and everything that's coming down, the point that you're making, Bradley, is let's bring some resolve and then educate, rather than trying to educate people so much that then eventually they'll bring resolve. It's good to bring light into a room, but you got to clean the room up, too.
That's right.
You know, I got light. See that dirt over there and that dirt over there? Yeah, where's the broom? Let's get to work.
Yeah, hey, look at the feds are doing. Yeah, I know. Look at the American people are allowing the feds to do.
How do the feds
look
do that?
At what they just did in Massachusetts. Here, case in point, friends. Here's the issue of morality right here. When you forsake God,
mm-hmm. That's right.
You won't serve God. Well, you're going to serve tyranny.
That's right.
They couldn't do what they're doing, friends,
that's
outside
right.
of Massachusetts,
that's
the right. most demoralized state yeah. in our union. And why are they using that as a testing grounds? Mm-hmm. Because they can.
That's right.
Because the people have been so demoralized. Yeah. Try doing that in Florida.
Yeah.
Try doing that in some conservative state right now and see if, how far it gets
Oklahoma.
Them. You're going to get a response from the people real quick, and the feds aren't going to be doing what they're doing.
That's right.
But they can do it in Massachusetts. You got homosexual marriage. You got every form of perversion. You got the Barney Franks. Now you have the governor subjecting and playing up to an imam mm-hmm. there. Friends, what's going on?
Yep.
Why don't you put two and two together?
That's right.
You know what the problem is? That was one of the things that we were talking about on the panels, too. Well, the enemy's doing this, and he's doing this, and he's doing this, yep. and he's doing this. And I said, well, that's great.
We know what he's doing now.
Now that we know what he's doing, let's deal with
him. Let's go deal with him.
Oh, well, thank God Bradley Dean's here, man.
Got a conference.
Did you hear one thing that I just got done saying?
Yep.
Yep. But, friends, again, I'm talking about your country. I'm talking about what we need to do to preserve it. During one of these panels, they're in the main room. Well, we're pushed way back in the corner talking about reaching out to the next generation yep. that's being completely overlooked, that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing.
By the way, that's our army, America. That's that next generation.
Of course.
That's our army.
Well, just ask Barack Hussein Obama. Who is he attempting
right.
to go to? And by the
our
way,
army.
I'm not going to fabricate his numbers because he doesn't have them neither. He just has the state-run media that nobody believes. But for some reason, everybody finds themselves agreeing with what the state-run media is saying,
yeah.
yet they know they're lying to them. So why are they lying to you? Because you're allowing them to lie to you. That's exactly why. But in saying that, what's in the big room? What's in the big event room? What Muslims are doing to America? Are you stinking kidding me? Are you kidding me? The baddest country, the most godly country.
That's right.
The most respected country in the world has nothing but a bunch of spineless capitulators talking about what the enemy is doing rather than standing up to the enemy.
That's right.
How un-American can it be, friends? How un-American can it be? You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And Jake, you wanted something out there. Bit. What is that?
Actually, you know, we were talking about Vicky on the first segment with the gal who shared her testimony about how she is now no longer going to send her son to a public school, but she's going to homeschool him, etc. You can watch that video on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I wanted to let you know, the listener, you are supporters, you sons and daughters of Liberty. It's through partnerships with you that allow us to bring these type of testimonies to you and to the public at large. I mean, this young man, there's a picture of him. Bradley's actually with him and his brother. He's talking about how he can incorporate what the message that we're bringing into his own school as a teenager and stand for it. Every single time you donate, these are the type of results we're bringing, folks. And I also want to bring your attention to the fact that you can donate on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio. There's a Donate Now button right by where the photos and the likes are. So it makes it real streamlined, real simple, real easy. Support us, folks. You can count on this sort of thing happening. Even less than 2 months later, and there she is with this testimony to share with you. This is your victory, so rejoice in it. Secondly, Gary Kaskin actually emailed us. He said, I've seen you working out there and wanted you to know that I, or we, as a family, are praying for you. Now, a lot of people say, well, we'll pray for you, and I don't believe they're going to pray for him. But a lot of people don't even ask for prayers, and we're not one of those ministries.
Yeah.
That's right. We need those prayers. We need you interceding on our behalf, so when we get into these spiritual situations, and that's what they are, when you're dealing with spiritual wickedness, we need those prayers to see us through. So folks like Gary, thank you, Gary, very much for that. And he said, for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit to empower and protect you as you go. That is the fruit you see through this ministry. And every time we share something on Facebook, that's what you're seeing. It's a materialization of your donations. It's a materialization of your prayers. So thank you. Susan Porter also said, glad to see you out there. People need you. Suzanne, they need you as well. Well, and I'm glad you're listening, but bring this message to your communities. It's important. Just recently, Bradley was on the Steve Day Show, actually, this morning. It'll be aired tonight, and talking about this event that we have at DMAC coming up Thursday. I mean, again, another miracle situation. We've explained it to you. We've had Jake Daigle on our radio program to talk to you about his war, his battle in Iowa, some of the same folks that were antagonistic towards us and our group back in the Dunkerton days, which was not too long ago when we won that battle. There's people that are traveling, even from other states, to come to this event. I encourage you to be a part of it. It's at DMAC at 7 p.m. on Thursday. You can find the information on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And also, too, if you want to donate towards that event, you can donate right there on Facebook. Just recently, we also, too, were in the studio at the Gospel Channel. The Gospel Channel is actually based in Iceland and goes throughout all the UK, Great Britain, Germany, France, Scotland, everything on that big island. And Bradley was there sharing about the ministry. They wanted to interview him because they heard what happened at Spanish River. Why do folks want to interview us? It's because of victories. I just got another request this morning from, I think it was Stan Solomon. He wants to have us on the air. Why? Because we're bringing forth victories. We're not talking about Islam and the dangers of Islam. Is it important? Yes. Yeah. But how about the victories of it?
Yeah.
We're not just talking about how our children in Common Core, and this is so rotten, and look at this administration. We're bringing victories in the midst of it.
What would you think of an animal that sat there and watched their little ones being violated by vicious predator, and just sat there and watched it happen?
Mm-hmm. Animals don't do it.
That's exactly right. They don't do it. What would you think of a human being given a dispensation by God to think clearly what's right and what's wrong, to watch their society at length be desecrated by a perpetrator and a predator that they know who it is, and yet they stand there and they say, there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do
about
it.
The worst of men.
The worst of men.
Yeah, worse than an animal, because it's like you said, animals don't do it. I remember watching a nature video, and these birds, this big fox was coming up to take their eggs, and these birds just went after this fox. Now, a fox could chomp a bird in a second, but it didn't matter. They didn't consider their own life. They saw their young were being violated, they went after it. And guess what? Big old bad fox went back a different day and figured, you know, I don't know if he starved to death or not, but he didn't get lunch that day because the birds didn't tolerate it.
Right.
You just did a column recently, and it's been posted all over. It's been going all over the web here this week as well, but it was posted last Thursday. We have a text art of it, and I want everybody to listen to this text art. When I say text art, it's a picture, and it's got the text on there. And it's great to share on your Facebook. We're shooting those out at least once a week, so you've got new things to share with people, friends, relatives, etc. And there's also links to the column. But it says, it seems rather strange, the topic of the column is the writing is on the wall. It seems rather strange that when America is attacked, one does not question why it is that the government is right there asking the people to relinquish or forfeit their rights. Rights hundreds of thousands of men and women have fought, bled, and died to give us. That's the most sombering part, and it was even at this conference, Bradley, when you bring it up. Okay, so these men died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we doing with that?
Yeah.
Because then it puts the responsibility right back. If I'm not doing anything, I'm really embarrassed and ashamed, and I can do one of two things. I can go crawl in a hole and die, or I can get out there and get active, because it is about the blood.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is when you look at it, it shows you, again, we've been to Arlington Cemetery so many times, Jake, and every time I go back, it's fresh to me, it's new to me, and it's awesome. It's an awesome display of loving kindness by mankind to lay down not only just the boys that are laying or the women that are laying there 6 feet underground, but the parents that gave their kids up for the freedoms that we have. It's beyond me. It bewilders me that the American people stand down in the face of what's going on, because what they're doing is they're literally allowing this administration and federal agency to rip off everything that them men and them women fought, bled, and died to give you. And friends, you just can't get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But as they say, the preachers of old, the Puritan preachers, would rightly say, either you live for the blood or the blood's going to condemn you.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we see. America knows who the enemy is. America sees what's in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
They know who he's working for, because what he's doing is everything un-American and unconstitutional and unlawful in every sense of the word. We see that his administration won't enforce the law of our republic against crime, and then America stands back and wonders why we have crime.
Mm-hmm.
And yet again, if you look back at the boys laying in veteran memorials all across the country, they fought to magnify them laws that these are trampling underfoot.
That's right.
They don't have the right to do that, and I've said before and I'll say it again, these people do not have the right to break the law, but for some reason in America, it's okay for government to do what they do, because for some reason, Jake, for some reason, friends, they have congressional immunity and they are above the law. You are sadly mistaken. Tell that to the dead boys and tell that to the dead girls and their parents who sacrificed their everything to give us what we have today. He does not have the right to do that.
And that's the biggest atrocity here, is that the power vested in the seat, whether it be Congress or President of the United States or Supreme Court Justice, was bought with blood. There is no power in that seat outside of that blood. That is literally what they're utilizing to bring forth usurping of constitutional rights.
Now they're using the boys and the girls of the America, and in what we have heard from Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, the known pedophile that sits right next to Barack Hussein Obama,
and every world
leader.
He said
of our military friends, listen carefully, if this does not enrage you, nothing will. He said of your military that our boys, our military, are only to be used as pawns for foreign policy. And by the way, he called them stupid animals. Yes. You are under attack by a power that is foreign to the American power. Mm-hmm. America, you are under attack. Mm-hmm. You must understand that. Mm-hmm. But you still have the power to do the right thing and set the record straight.
Yep. You know,
it's that simple.
Two things of what you were saying. Karen and Billy Vaughn, Bradley was able to do a presentation with them that was recorded by the folks down at Corbridge Ministries. Actually, now I think
that'll
it's called
be on TV
Truth
on Memorial Day, talking about the price.
That's right. Yes. It was a Memorial Day special talking about the price. And she said at the end, you did your assembly. She gave the conclusion, I gave my only son for your liberty. What are you doing with it?
Of course.
And that materializes the whole message.
Freedom is
and
a gift.
And you take that message. Now, right after we did that with Truth to Transform with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, there's pictures of that in the studio. Again, like Bradley said, look forward to that on Memorial Day because there'll be a special.
Live nationwide,
that. That's right, all over the country. And I think even internationally, wherever they're located. The Gospel Channel got in touch with me. Now, they are international. They're actually, as I said before, they're located in Iceland. They broadcast all over the UK, all over Europe, France, Belgium, Germany, you name it. And when I was talking to him on the phone, he was so excited to have Bradley and the message on his program because he said, boy, you don't have any clue what it's like over in Europe. It is dark.
Yeah.
They don't have any of all the stuff that we're talking about right now. It's not even an issue for them. They're far beyond that. They're far beyond that point. And they need to hear the life and the light that you guys are sharing in this country through victory. I mean, if you want to look at, you can look at hindsight. It's easy to see, okay, what I did wrong back then. But look forward, fast forward. We talk about Canada a lot when it comes to the GLBT agenda. You look forward into Europe, and you can see a socialized, communistic form of government everywhere, strangling people.
Yeah, of course, and the homosexuals are simply being used as the
That's right.
idiots.
They'll
only
be used.
And they'll be the first ones to be taken out once communism is implemented.
Of course.
If they get their way.
They get that.
Yep, that's right.
But here you have America standing as that bastion of light. And these guys, their satellite was down in Orlando, where we got to spend some time. You can see the pictures on that as well and look forward to the publication of that. But it's going to Europe. Why? Because Europe is looking to America to say, stay in the light. Just stand your ground.
Yeah.
You have the ground.
Again, we talked about that last week, and I'm glad you're bringing it up. But the foreigners are looking at America.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I had one guy come up to me at this meeting in Florida, the Liberty Council event, and he was from Canada. And he said, this is the reason the American people are going to win.
Amen.
A foreigner
That's
has
right.
to come into America. And tell us this is the reason the American people are going to win.
Yep.
Friends, you need to understand that this administration is scared to death of those people that know the difference.
Right.
You need to simply understand that. They have all these. They have the homosexuals and the murders to the abortion industry.
Unlawful, yeah.
These are the people that are being used to implement their agenda in the state-run media.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of those people that will stand up.
That's right.
That's why they're always right there to attack anybody that stands up and plays the man.
Yep. They try to keep them from doing that, even though
they try to vilify him and demonize him. I mean, just think about it. America, just think about this. You have come and set yourself in a position to actually believe that the homosexuals are the victims of something.
Yeah.
When in fact, when you look at stats as to what's going on with our children in public schools and across the country, you have been stupefied in every sense of the word. What are they the victims of? Mm-hmm. The law.
That's right.
That's what they're the victims of. The victims are the children, friends.
That's exactly right. Because the law protects the innocent. The innocent is your kids.
Exactly
America.
Right. Exactly
so if you're
right.
a victim of the law, let it be all day long because that law is protecting innocence.
Absolutely. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
I was just talking to the crews here, friends, and getting it back to the Word of God, and I was just sharing with the crew here. Isn't it interesting that when you read the Word of God, I can just imagine Jeremiah, for example, sitting there, who was in daily derision, who said that the Word of God was like a fire shut up in his bones, who said because he was so sick and tired of the apathy in Israel and Jerusalem at the time, that he said to the Lord, I'm not going to say anything anymore. I'm not saying I'm Jeremiah. I'm simply saying I can understand a little tiny bit of what that guy was going through, because he had to be sitting there saying, how come nobody else is agitated about the offense that this country carries towards God? Our sin is before a just and a holy God. We're not going into the judgments of God's friends. We are under the judgments of God. Because we have left off His commandments, His judgments, His statutes, and His ordinances. It is not difficult. This comes down to common sense. You right the wrongs. But can you imagine Jeremiah just sitting there saying, Lord, I'm not doing this anymore. Lord, I'm the only one telling these people what they need to do, because You're saying that You'll still restore it to us. But for 70 years, they laughed at Him. The weeping prophet was mocked. He was thrown in jail. And there was also a book of Lamentations that didn't have to be written had the American people listened, had the godly nation of Jerusalem listened back in the day. Are you listening to me, America? If we would only respond to it with than the Holy God. I've said this, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. If you don't want to listen to God for his blessings, go ahead and read his curses and tell me verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, that we are not under them right now. That's why I continuously throw out there Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. You cannot get away from the fact that God is in the stages of judgment in America right now. Verbatim. A foreign king will be set over you to bring you to a nation that neither you nor your fathers know. They will not show mercy to you. I'm not no more afraid of Muslims than I am the Russians, than I am the Chinese. With God on my side, like John Knox said, I am in the majority, and by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll jump over a wall. And it is God that subdueth the people round about me. And maybe we just forgot what God really meant what he said, because he did mean what he said through the prophets of old. But you know what, Bradley? That's the Old Testament, not the New Testament. But it's interesting, all these prophets of old and the victories of faith that was wrought through these great men of God, the Gideons, the Samsons, and the such, it's all in Hebrews 11 in the New Testament. Isn't that amazing, that correlation? So what are you telling us, Lord? The Lord is saying, listen, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I didn't change. What I did for them, I'll do for you. I'm faithful unto 1,000 generations. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am alive forevermore. I have not changed. Man has changed into his own image, and he's created his own lifeless, dead God that is dead. And rightly so. They are dead. And everybody can see the faith of the professed church in America. There is no faith.
That's right. Because there's no faith.
Where
fruit.
Is the faith? And if there was faith, then where is God? God is an overcomer. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. And I love to bring that up because the Bible tells us that we're made more than conquerors. I'm trying to find the conquerors. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm trying to figure out why the world doesn't hear that vernacular. And I'm talking about the professed church and the 78th percentile in this country. I really do not. It's a different language that the book of 1 John talks about. It's a world. It's like trying to teach people Chinese. I understand. When Jesus said to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And he who has eyes, let him see what the Spirit of the Lord has to show them. And it's interesting. The apostle said that I only can do those things which I see my Father do. And I only can say those things which my Father says. But yet I don't see the professed church in America do any of this. Because I don't hear anything coming out of their mouths. And I don't see their God doing anything. And yet, we're moved by the Holy Ghost, and I don't see any moving, so I'm trying to figure out where's the Holy Ghost. Man, I can really go back to Jeremiah and say, my gosh, Lord, I feel like I'm in derision. I mean, I see the fear and the hopelessness that these people, the righteous of the nation, are supposed to be giving the younger generation the hope, but they don't give nothing but hopelessness and fear. And they magnify the crime, like I said at the beginning of the show. Where's the answer? I mean, we may as well just go to the stinking hardware store, friends, and buy some rope, right? What's the sense in living? Because that's what the spirit of the world has to offer you. Nothing. Hopelessness. But yet, then I stick my face up to heaven. And I sought the Lord with my whole heart, and I found him, and he answered me. And what happens? That faith within me bubbles up above the spirit of the world. And it says, Bradley, it's my good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. I can hear the Spirit of God even say, hey, Bradley, I just wanted to tell you, yeah, you can hear me. You have a converted heart. You can hear what I say, the Spirit saith. And what is that? Call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Oh, and then what comes to my aid is what Jesus said to the church before he went up and ascended to heaven. He said, listen, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And then I think about, wait a second, doesn't it say in the Word of God that had all the miracles been posted or scripted within the books in this world, not all the books of the world can contain them. And Lord, you're saying we could do more than that? Yeah, to those that believe me, to those that respond, who has believed the report of the Lord? and I stand here like a dummy, friends, and I raise my hand and say, Lord, I believe you. I totally believe you. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To those that believe, to those that take him at his word. And yet, friends, call me crazy again, but I have never, ever seen him fail one time in 17 years of my converted life. And even when I was a heathen, I didn't see him fail me. And people look at me like I'm crazy because I'm not talking about defeatism. And we can go back to the 40s and just think, if it wasn't for those 405,399 men and women in this country, we wouldn't have the freedom that we've got right now, which was the Lord's war. Not man's war, Vietnam, Hosea 8. And then I think about the sacrifice of our forefathers who sought the face of God, 56 of them, and God gave it to them. And 237 years, we're still here. We have the longest standing constitution in the modern world, friends, in modern history. And we're still here. And this new generation's going to rise up and spit in the face of God and hand the victory over to less than 1.7% of the population? That is un-American and that is ungodly. That is a faithless generation. And again, what comes to my aid, the Word of God says to me that He's in the generation of the faithful. Oh, bless God. Yes, bless God. God bless America as we're watching TV. No, God damn that version of America, because that version doesn't exist. And it's that mentality that has brought us to the position that we are in today, America. Yes, God bless America. He has. Now bless God, America, and respond. And write history. It's time for America to stand up and write history. The enemies of this nation are more afraid of you under the covering of the Most High God. And if you want to see some history on that, friends, why don't you go ahead and read Psalm 27. David wasn't moved. He was confident. When he saw what the world was in a state of hopelessness, he saw hope.
Encouraged himself.
He totally did. He totally encouraged himself. There's absolutely no excuse that we're in the position that we are in today. And let me say this again. Are you going to turn around and look to the next generation and say, oh, sorry, Muslims are taking over now? What a joke. Yeah. What a stinking joke. Look at the feds are doing. What a stinking joke, friends. Look at this government's doing. No, look at your letting them do. Take responsibility. Quit magnifying the stinking crimes and start magnifying the law. And once you begin to do that, guess what? Crime is going to flee. It's going to go away. And you're going to preserve your country. Boy, that sounds pretty American to me.
American.
Call me crazy, but what about the guy that gets up and he sees 40 or 50 Japanese coming after him and his boy, and he jumps out of his foxhole and he charges them, and he takes them all down?
That sounds like America.
Oh, what is that, friends?
That sounds like America.
No, that's our history,
that's
friends.
Right.
That is our history. And we are in the majority.
Thomas Paine said, what we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article of freedom should not be highly rated. Folks, it's blood bought. It's bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, your salvation, and men mimicked that and gave us the liberty we have in this nation.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.